Morning, everyone. Frelich and Chanukah and the Rosh Chodesh. We are in the Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph today in Shabbos 71. We're continuing from yesterday's topic of discussion, and today will be strictly a discussion about bringing a carbon chatas. Okay, let's review one more time. The more we review, the more it's going to sink in. The Mishnah talked about on Shabbos being Mechal Shabbos, Beshogeg and inadvertently. And the Mishnah gave us basically three different scenarios in terms of how a person could be Mechal Shabbos Beshogeg, how he could have done it inadvertently. Case number one in the Mishnah was a Shochech Chikah Shabbos, totally forgot about Shabbos. Right? No recollection whatsoever of Shabbos. Not that he woke up thinking it was Sunday as opposed to Saturday, but simply having totally forgotten about the concept of Shabbos. And this goes on for weeks and months and years. So the Mishnah says he's only going to be chayav one carbon chatas. At the end of all of it, when he's reminded, you know, there's a thing called Shabbos, so he will only have to bring one carbon chatas. Says really it's only one act of shogeg, one nekud, one point of forgetting, and that is he forgot about Shabbos. And then the Mishnah deals with two different cases where he's a shogeg, but he's a shogeg either on Shabbos or on the Malacha. So for example, the Mishnah says, case number two of the Mishnah, Hayodeya Iker Shabbos V'asa Malacha Tzarbe V'Shabbos Tzarbe Chavakol Shabbos V'Shabbos. He knows about Shabbos, but every time he wakes up on Shabbos morning, he says to himself, okay, good, Sunday. Okay. In other words, I guess yesterday was Shabbos, but today must be Sunday. And he does that after week upon week and month after month. So he has to bring a carbon chatas for every Shabbos that he violated. As Rashi explained back in the Mishnah, what's the svara behind that? It's impossible, says Rashi, that you're going to go an entire week without hearing that you made a mistake. So there must have been some sort of idea being time, some point of knowledge in between one Shabbos and the next. So therefore, you're going to have to bring a carbon for every Shabbos that you went through and you did as many malachas as he did, one carbon chatas for every Shabbos. And then finally, the last case of the Mishnah was Zadon Shabbos. He knows about Shabbos, but Shigagas Malachos, but he's forgotten about the Malachos. So there the Mishnah told us that he's got to bring a carbon chatas for every one of the Malachos that he violated. Now yesterday's yesterday's daf was a discussion of the basic idea of Chiluk Malachos. How do we know that there's this idea that Shabbos is not just one general Isser in the Torah, but Shabbos is actually divided into 39 separate Isserim of the Torah, so that every Malacha that he violates, assuming that the Shigagah is on the Malacha, every Malacha that he violated is in fact going to be liable for. So that was yesterday's Daf, that was Daf Ayin. Okay, the one case the Mishnah did not discuss is the case where he was Shogeg on both, meaning he was Shogeg both on Malacha and on Shabbos. The Mishnah doesn't discuss that case. Well, who discusses it? So that was discussed in yesterday's daf. The Gemara wanted to know yesterday if he's a shogeg on both, on the Shabbos and on the Malacha, so he's going to be chayav for every Shabbos or every Malacha. The way we can phrase the question is, what's the ikker shogeg? What's the main act of shigagah? And the Gemara discussed that yesterday, and it sounds like the Gemara says there's going to be chayav only one, meaning shigagah Shabbos is more dominant than the Shigagas Malacha. Okay. That's where we got to yesterday, and now we move on to today's daf. Now today's daf is going to be very technical, as today's daf, if I could really, try to drum up today's daf and, make everyone excited about today. Today's daf is going to be very technical, as today's daf is going to now really pinpoint how one carbon chatas may be able to be mechaper for other Isurim as well. Okay, well, let's see the daf. Being a little too vague right now. Amar Rava. So Rava says like this, we're 5 lines from the bottom of the Amud, we're 9 Amud base. Katzar v'tachan kegrogeris b'shabes, b'shigah shabes v'zadim malachos. V'chazar v'katzar v'tachan kegrogeris b'zadim shabes v'shigah gas malachos. Okay, so let's set up the case. The case is as follows. On Shabbos, he did both an act of ksira and tchina. Okay, having nothing to do with one another, but he harvested on Shabbos, and he was tochen, and he grinded on Shabbos. Okay, 2 of the 39 malachos. Now, Rava says kegrogeris, it just simply means that's the amount that you need to do it in order to be chayiv. Right, shiurim is going to be a big topic of discussion after we leave the 7th perek, 8th, 9th, 10th perek of Shabbos, is all going to be about shiurim. How much do you need to do? But when it comes to food, it's very simple. The shear is always going to be a grogeris. So this is how much he harvested, the amount of a grogeris. And this is how much he was tochen, the amount of a grogeris. Now, the first time he did both, right, on the Shabbos, he was shigagah Shabbos v'zadah malachos. I know that you're not allowed to harvest on Shabbos. please. And I know you're not allowed to grind on Shabbos. I forgot today was Shabbos. So this is what's called Shigiga Shabbos. Now let's remember, how many korbanos does he need to bring right now for this act, even though it's two acts? So he only has to bring one korban, because it's only one Shigiga Shabbos. And then later in the day, he's reminded that today is not Sunday, today is Shabbos. Okay, good. And then, while remembering that today is Shabbos, he forgets that harvesting and grinding is aser. Okay, I told you the human mind is fragile. It's possible that this can happen. And right now, we're not really discussing practical. We're discussing conceptual. So let's assume now that the person has transitioned from now knowing, from forgetting that today was Shabbos to knowing that today is Shabbos. And furthermore, he then harvests and he grinds again, but this time knowing that today is Shabbos, but forgetting that grinding and harvesting was aser. Okay? How many korbanos does he need to bring for that? So the answer now is going to be two, because it's Shigigas Malachos. V'nodelo aksir v'tchina sheshigigas Shabbos v'zodas Malachos. And then he gets a tap on the shoulder. And he says, you know what you did? You did a lot today. And let's go over what you did. You harvested and you grinded on Shabbos while forgetting that today was Shabbos. And furthermore, you harvested and you grinded today knowing that today was Shabbos but forgetting that they were Asar. So in other words, he was received the Yediyah. Now he has knowledge that he did both of these actions. So now let's take a step back from the Gemara, and now let's consider this for a moment. What's just happened is that this person's the shogeg. And really, he's the shogeg on Chil Shabbos, meaning that he grinded twice, and he harvested twice on Shabbos. But, and here's the part you got to really catch on. When he did it the first time, the shigiga was on Shabbos. When he did it the second time, the Shigiga was on the Malachos. And essentially now what the Gemara's question is going to be is that considered one Isser or two Isserim? How do we, in other words, right, when he racks up now all of his requirements to bring a Karban Chatas, do we count that as one or do we count that as two? So if you think about it and you don't want to get too technical, sounds like he should only have to bring one. Well, I'm going to be careful about how I say one. But in other words, when all said and done, what did he do? He grinded on Shabbos. Okay? He did tchin on Shabbos. And what did he do? He did tzir on Shabbos. Okay, I understand that there's a technicality in terms of the first time he did it, he was the shogig on Shabbos, and the second time he did it, he was the shogig on the malacha. But when all said and done, when Shabbos came to an end, someone reminded him, you know, you did tchin on Shabbos. You did tzir on Shabbos. So to this, Rava says, Kitsira goreres kitsira, utchina goreres tchina. So what's going to happen is everything is going to get dragged. Kitsira will drag kitsira, and tchina is going to drag tchina. Which means is that when he brings a carbon for kitsira, that'll cover both of his acts of tsira. When he brings the carbon on tchina, that'll cover both acts of tchina. In other words, basically, it's Chil Shabbos. We look at it in a broader sense, and we don't divide those two different acts, even though one can make the argument they should be divided. And the reason why you'd want to make that, you don't want to make that argument, but the reason why you could make that argument that the two acts of grinding should be divided is because Shigiga Shabbos is not the same thing as Shigigas Malachos. Maybe they are two different Isurim of the Torah. And Rava's point is, no, they're not. It's basically Chil Shabbos. So when I bring my Karban Chatas for my Tchina, it'll cover Tchina Part 2 and Tchina Part 1. When I bring my Karban Chatas on Ksira, it'll cover Ksira second time, and it'll cover Ksira the first time as well. Aval. But okay, good. That was so far, so good. And that was the easy part of the day. No, in other words, when he brings the carbon on the ksira, he did ksira twice today. The first time he forgot was Shabbos.
Ksira and something else.
He did ksira twice today. He did the first time forgetting that was Shabbos, second time forgetting that ksira was aser. He did tchina twice today. The first time forgetting that tchina was that it was Shabbos, second time forgetting that tchina was aser. What Rav is essentially saying is, is that at the end of the day, when he gets tapped on the shoulder and is reminded, here's what you did today, so he has to only bring one carbon on the ketzira and one for the tchina.
So for each class of for each class?
For each category. For each category, Malach is going to bring one.
But what about Yisro Shabbos?
In other words, they're both. It's going to cover. The two carbon chatzuses are going to cover. Aval. But now follow this. No delo ksira shel zadon Shabbos v'shigagas malachos. Ktsira goresh ktsira utchina she'ima utchina shekenegda bimkoma omedes. But let's say, here's what someone tapped him on the shoulder and told him. You know, you violated the malacha. So, and you need to bring a karbon. Meaning, the shigigas malachos is what he was reminded about. That was the second time that he harvested. And remember, he knew it was Shabbos at that point. He forgot that harvesting was aser. So now, ksira gorer is ksira. So he's going to bring a karbon chatas. And here's what the karbon chatas is going to do. It's going to cover the second act of ksira. It's also going to cover the first act of ksira. It's also going to cover the first act of tchina, but it won't cover the second act of tchina. Okay. And I know that was complicated. And I'll do it again, so that you get to hear it again. Okay. Again. Let's go over the timeline. The first time, he did ksir and tchina on Shabbos at 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay. And when he did that at 10 a.m., he totally forgot it was Shabbos. Okay. It was too early. 10 a.m. is early, I know. So, and he did tchina and ksira both in the at 10 a.m., forgetting that it was Shabbos. By 2 p.m. now, he's basically come around, now realizing that today was Shabbos, and then he forgot that harvesting and grinding were aser. He forgot that they were malachas. Okay, 2 p.m., okay, it's, you know, he needs his afternoon nap. So now he does it again. He does ksira and tchina again. But this time knowing that it was Shabbos, but forgetting that the two malachas were aser. Okay, now what we did say is that if he was told about the first time that he did it, and he was told about the second time that he did it, and he brought two karbanos, one for the tchina, one for the ksira, so it's good because those karbanos are going to cover both acts of ksira and both acts of tchina. But if he's told only about the second time that he did it, and so now he needs to bring a karban for both ksira and for tchina, and he brings the karban for ksira, so Rava says, this is how I'm going to look at it. He's going to, that carbon that he brought for ksira will be mechaper. And it will be mechaper for the second time he did ksira. And it'll be mechaper for the first time he did ksira. Because look, he did ksira first time at 10 a.m. and he did ksira at 2 p.m. And there was no yediyah bein tayim. There was no point of knowledge in between. And so therefore, one carbon will cover both. Okay, now, he brought the carbon for the second ksira. Now that covers the carbon for the first ksira. Now remember, when he did the first ksira, he did tchina together with it. And when he did tchina with it, how did that happen? By forgetting that today was Shabbos. How many karbonos did he need to bring for the first time? Only one carbon for the first time. And so therefore, because he brought a carbon for the first ksira, that's going to cover ksira number one and tchina number one, because both of those were done b'shigigas Shabbos, forgetting that today was Shabbos. And now, Rava says, but here's what I won't do. I won't complete the circle, meaning that the carbon that he brought for ksira number two is going to cover ksira number one. The carbon now that's covering ksira number one is also going to be covering tchina number one. But what will not happen, says Rava, is that carbon now will be mechaper for tchina number two. Because tchina number two came as a different shigagah, that came as a shigagah malacha. And even though tchina number one is niskaper, it's atoned for, but that's only because ksira number one was atoned for, and he only needed one carbon for those two. So I'll allow greira, the dragging of the iser, to be incorporated under that one, that under that carbon chatas, to only apply for ksira number two, ksira number one, tchina number one. But it will not extend to tchina number two. Okay? This is Rava's formulation of what we're going to call, the concept is called greira, dragging along, meaning taking isurim and incorporating it under one carbon chatas. Now, Abai is going to disagree, but only on one nekuda. She goes, Malkasi Okurgir, Tchino Shama, Tchina Shay, connected him, Koma, Omerith, Abai Amar, Tchina Nami, I'm sorry, Tchina Nami Gerer Tchina, Shame Tchina Akasi. And Abai says, I'm just going to complete the circle. Meaning, once this carbon affected a kapara for the second ksira, which then is going to affect the kapara for the first ksira, which then is going to affect the kapara for the first tchina. So once I got three of those covered, it's going to affect the kapara for also the second tchina as well. Okay? So in other words, the only point of distinction between Abai and Rava is how far we're going to go with this concept of Greira, but they both subscribe to this concept of Greira, that you can have various Yisurim being incorporated into one Karban Chatas if you just simply finish the, just follow the progression. Now, Umi Yisrael Rava Greira, the Gemara now is bothered by the following. This idea that Rava subscribes to this whole concept of Greira, the Gemara discusses now the following scenario. A person eats two kizesim of chelev. Chelev, the forbidden fats of an animal. Eating chelev is an ister kares, one of the 36 isuri kares of the Torah. A person who eats a kizais of chelev. And then what does he do? Helps himself to a second kizais of chelev, all while forgetting that the Torah prohibits the eating of chelev. And then the following. V'nodo lo alachas mehem. Then someone taps him on the shoulder and says, you know, piece number one that you ate, that was chelev. So now he has the idea on piece number one. Piece number two still remains in the state of shogeg. And now, sitting down and eating a third piece of chelev, having now forgotten that this is a piece of chelev. So, one and two are behelam echad. Two and three are behelam echad. One and three are not behelam echad. Amar Rava, hevi carbon al rishon rishon v'sheni miskaper and gimel ainu miskaper. Hevi carbon al shishi shishi v'sheni miskaper and rishon ainu miskaper. Hevi carbon al ha'imtzai niskapru kulan. So Rava says, here's a story. It's very simple. I bring a carbon on kizayis number one. That'll cover one and two. I bring a carbon chatas on piece number three. That'll cover two and three, because two and three are behelam echad. But and if I were to bring a carbon on piece number two, since two was behelam echad with number one and two was behelam echad with number three, so therefore it'll be kapar for all three pieces of eating chalev. Good. And Abai Amar, afilu hevi carbon alechem and miskaper kulan. And Abai says no. And why no? Meaning, it doesn't matter which piece I bring a carbon over. If I bring a carbon for piece number one, that'll cover two and three. If I bring a carbon for piece number three, that'll cover one and two. Why? Because Abai says I subscribe to this concept of Greira. Meaning, once the carbon will be a kapar for number three, which also will include number two. And number two was eaten with number one behalam echad, so therefore it'll cover three, two, and one. I can go the other way. If I bring a carbon on piece number one, so that'll be a kapar for number two, because one and two were behelam echad. Well, two and three were also behelam echad. So once two is receiving, I'm receiving a kapar number two, I'm also going to receive a kapar number three as well. So you see that Abaya subscribes to Greira. But what you also see, or what you just saw, is that Rava does not subscribe to Greira. So now the Gemara is bothered by a very simple question. Previously, Rava was talking about incorporating more Yisurim into your Karban Chatas through this principle of Greira, and right now we find that Rava does not subscribe to Greira.
Didn't you say that Yod is more limited Greira? And
correct. In other words, correct. Well, just give the Gemara just one more line. So, Basa de Shama Me Abaye Savra. So the Gemara says, yeah. In other words, originally Rava's position was, I don't hold the Greira at all. Meaning, I don't subscribe to the principle Bichlal. However, after kicking it around with Abaye, he then realizes, no, I was wrong. I do subscribe to this concept of Greira, I just won't be as broad an application as Abaye. So the Gemara basically says, now we have essentially a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Not over the basic principle of Greira, they both agree to that, but in terms of how far it reaches. And the Gemara is now about to make that point. Ihachi tchina nami tigra l'tchina, Greira islay, Greira de Greira l'islay. So the Gemara says, okay, and so what comes out now is that Rava now subscribes to this principle of Greira, but not Greira de Greira, meaning it will not extend that far. And so therefore now we're back to where we started this morning, which is good. So now, again, I'm going to do this one more time. I know it's so complicated. So the first time that he did Ksira Tchin on Shabbos, he did it with Shigiga Shabbos, forgetting that was Shabbos. How many Karbanos for that? One. Second time he did it on Shabbos, he was Shigigas Malachos. He remembered it was Shabbos, he forgot that the Malachos were awesome. How many Karbanos does he need to bring for that? Two. Shigigas Malachos. He forgot. Each category now is going to have to bring its own carbon. So the first time, one carbon. The second time, two carbonas.
But the two is one for Shabbat and one for getting off.
And then Rava says like this. If he was reminded, then someone tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, 2 p.m., the second time you did it b'shigigas malachos. And he brings the carbon for one of the two. Let's just say for the purposes of this example, let's say for Ksira. Now he brings a carbon for Ksira. So that carbon that he brings for Ksira will cover both the Ksira number two and the Ksira of number one. Plus, says Rava, now that I have a kapar for Ksira number one, and because I did Tchina with Ksira, and I did it B'Shigigas Shabbos, and since one carbon would have covered Ksira number one, so therefore that carbon will be a kapara for Ksira number two, Ksira number one, and Tchina number one. But what Rava says is, here's where I'm going to draw a line in the sand. It will not cover, that carbon will not cover Tchina number two. Because Tchina number two was done B'Shigigas Malachos, not Shigigas Shabbos, and so therefore I will allow Greira to go to basically make that move of the rook. In other words, I'll allow it to go back to Tchina number one, I'm sorry, back to Ksira number one, across to Tchina number one, but it won't complete. It will not go to Tchina number two because that was done under a different Shigiga, that was the Shigiga Malacha of Tchina. Good? That is Rava. And the only point of that Abaye disagrees is no. Once the Kapara serves as a Kapara for Ksira number two, back to Ksira number one, back to Tchina number one, it'll allow it to be a Kapara for Tchina number two as well. Okay, Ad Kan, that is a Machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Essentially, the only Machlokas over here is how far we're going to extend this concept of Gerera. Usually Abaye, Rava. Milsa de Pshita le lehu labaye v'Rava mibaye l'Rabbi Zeira. Now, this seemed to be obvious for Abaye and Rava, not so obvious for Rabbi Zeira. Now, what has been the assumption going into this discussion? The assumption going in is that this person did Ksira and Tchina twice on Shabbos. The first time he did it Shigigas Shabbos, the second time he did it B'Shigigas Malachos. Good. And essentially our assumption has been, they're both Chil Shabbos. It's the same. In other words, I understand that the first time it's one carbon, the second time it's two carbonos. But in other words, in terms of drawing up, in other words, now going over his list of what do I need a kapara for? Essentially, it's Chil Shabbos. And they're not two separate Isurim. It's one Isur. Just one was B'Shigigas Shabbos, and the other one was B'Shigigas Malachos. And so now essentially what the Gemara is pointing out is that, look, Rav and Baye both agree to that point. It's just a question now of how much can that one carbon cover? It'll go back, it'll go across, it'll go back again. But we all basically agree to this concept that Shigigas Shabbos and Shigigas Malachos are essentially one categorical Chilul Shabbos. The Gemara points out Rabbi Zeira is not bought into this whole concept at all. Not bought in, but not as confident as Rav and Baye are. So mebay lele Rav Zeira, debar Rav Zeira, me Rabbi Asi, v'amri la by minei Rabbi Yirmiyah, me Rabbi Zeira. Question of who is asking whom, but Rabbi Zeira is basically struggling with the following: katzar v'tachan chati grogers b'shabbos, sorry, b'shigah shabbos v'zados melachos, v'chazar v'katzar v'tachan chati grogers b'zados shabbos v'shigahs melachos. Moshe itzarfu. Now, I know that it says katzar vitachan, but the way you're going to read the Gemara right now is katzar otachan. In other words, either one. Either you harvested or you ground up. But here's the point. The first time I did it, I harvested half a grogeris. Okay, and why did I harvest half a grogeris on Shabbos? I forgot that today was Shabbos. That's my 10 a.m. harvest. Okay, and then at 2 p.m., reminded now that today was Shabbos, but I now forgot that harvesting was Aser. So now I harvested another half a grogeris on Shabbos. The sum total of the two harvestings obviously yield a full grogeris of harvesting, but they're not the same Shigigah. The first time it was Shigigah Shabbos, and the second time was Shigigah Malachos. And so now, essentially, what Rabbi Zera wonders is, do those two combine? So if you were sat Rav and Abaye down and asked them the question, do the two combine? Their answer would be, of course they combine. The first time he did it was called Chil Shabbos, and the second time we did it's called Chil Shabbos.
Square, it doesn't mean mistare.
Agreed. But in other words, what Abaye and Rav are arguing is how far we're going to go, but they both are basically working with the assumption, of course the second time can revert back to the first time, because it's essentially Chil Shabbos. And then Greira will then just move it across.
But the thing is that each one has to be on its own. Here, each one is not. Each one is only hachatz this year.
Okay, that distinction is a good one, but and I agree with you. But let's just stay with the. You said now Rabbi Zera is grappling with do the two halves combine, and Rabbi Zera says I'm really not sure. I'm not sure if these two are going to combine, and why not? Because one is called Shegegas Shabbos. The second time it's called Shegegas Malachos. It's not the same. Or I'm not sure they're the same, says Rabbi Zera. And if Abaye and Rava were sitting here in the room, they would be, of course they're going to combine. That's called Chil Shabbos. First time it's called Chil Shabbos. I harvested on Shabbos. Second time it's called, I harvested on Shabbos. And yeah, I know there's a difference in terms of how many carbon chattises you need to bring. Had the first time been Shigas Shabbos versus the second time been Shigas Malachos, but when all said and done, they're both Chil Shabbos. So, you see that Rabbi Zera doesn't necessarily subscribe to this idea of Rav and Abaye. Katz v'tachan chatzi grogers v'shugas Shabbos v'zadon malachos v'kasser v'chaz v'katz v'tachan chatzi grogers v'zadon Shabbos v'shugas malachos ma'u she'itztarfu amr lei chalukin l'chatos v'lo mitztarfin v'chol hei. I'm sorry. So he says, look, since a person would have had to have brought two different karbanos, had each one represented a shear, so therefore they're not going to combine. Because it's two separate Isurim, even though they both are really Sira. Okay, so you see that Rabbi Zera doesn't agree to this whole premise of Rav and Abaye. Says, really? That's a rule? That every time you would have to bring two Karbanos, therefore they would never combine Vatanan. Let's now go to Christos, and we are going to be not knee-deep. We're basically going to be submerged now in the topic of carbon chattis and what will combine for carbon chattis. We have a mishnah chol chelev v'chelev be'alam echad. I eat a piece of chelev and I eat another piece of chelev and I do so in one state of forgetting. So in other words, I really fress. So after eating the first piece of chelev, having forgotten that the Torah prohibits it, I sit down now and eat another piece. And the truth of the matter is we could do this all day. How many carbon chattises do you bring? Only one. Okay, because there was no yidia, there was no point of remembering in between each eating that will separate each eating. And what if I sit down now and eat a little bit of chalev, and then the second course is going to be a little bit of dam? Does not sound like a great meal. And the third course is going to be a little bit of nosar and then some pigle. And basically, we're just, in other words, any isur achila that comes along with it, achiv kares. And the point now, of course, is that because each one of them is a separate isur in the Torah, and even though it was all done, quote-unquote, behalam echad, but there's no such thing over here as halam echad, because they're really different isurim in the Torah. Each one constitutes its own point of shigaga, and therefore going to be chayva karban chatas for every eating. Zu chumra b'minim har b'minim echad. Now that's going to be obviously be a chumra of something being of two different types. Meaning eating a little bit of blood, eating a little bit of chelev won't combine because there's a two separate Yisrael in the Torah. Achaz v'achaz. Zu chumra b'minim har b'minim echad. Zu chumra b'minim echad b'minim har b'minim. However, we are going to have a chumra of min echad, which is shem achal chatzis zayis v'chazav achal chatzis zayis min echad chayav mishtei minim pater. If I sit down and eat a half a kezayis of chelev, and then later on I eat another half a kezayis of chelev, and there was no yediyah bein tayim, and I wasn't informed in between, hey, you know, this morning you eat a half a kezayis, so they will combine, they will be mitzarf, so now that I've eaten a shear of chelev, which now requires me to bring a karban chatas. If, however, I eat half a kezayis of one min and half a kezayis of another min, and there was no yediyah bein tayim, it doesn't matter. They will not combine. So you see that there's a chumra by min echad, and then there's a chumra by shnei minim. Good. Ve'avina ba, that's the Mishnah in Krisos. Very straightforward. Ve'avina ba, mi min echad chayiv tzricha la meimar. So, And on this, I mean, you could say yes, but they're different Isurim. So, yeah, I mean, it is Behalam Echad, but it's each Isur is its own category, it's its own Halama. But okay, in other words, but the point is that they will not combine. And the Gemara on this asks the following question. If it's min echad, chayev, then you would be chayev. In other words, the Mishnayos are there to teach us something. The Mishnayos are not there to make the most obvious of points. Right? Every Mishnah, every phrase in the Mishnah is intended for a chiddush. And if the Mishnah is now telling me that min echad, that if I eat from one min, I'm going to be chayev. Right? Isn't that so obvious? So, Vam Rish Lakish Mishum Bar Tutani, and so Rish Lakish quotes the Shem Chacham, Tutani. Hacha b'maiskin kagon she'achlu b'shnei tamchuyin, Rabbi Yoshua he. And on this, we're going to now deal with the following. He ate chalev, but they came to him in two different courses during the meal. And one chalev was boiled, and the other chalev was fried.
Still chalev.
Huh?
But it's still chalev.
Good. Right? And the point is, the Mishnah is intended to teach us the following. So it's prepared two different ways. I ate it two different ways. One boiled, the other fried. In other words, just simply two different eatings. Prepared two different ways. Rabbi Yeshua, Damatam Chuyim Machalkin. And Rabbi Yeshua says that generally speaking, Tamchuyim, literally what the Gemara means is that plates will divide. Meaning when I eat the chalev in two different courses, prepared two different ways, so they're going to be divided. Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Lekula, Ben Lechomra. Now, I would have thought that Rabbi Yeshua is saying that as a fundamental rule. If the chalev was eaten in two different dishes, they will be divided. He meant that under all circumstances, whether it's a kula or whether it's a chumra. Kamash Malanda, Lekula, Lo Amar, Lekula, Lechomra, Kamar. Yes, he did say that. But only vis-a-vis a chumra, not as a kula. Meaning that if I ate chalev once, forgetting that chalev was asr, and I ate chalev a second time, forgetting that chalev was asr, but the first time it was prepared one way, the second time it was prepared another way, so then Rabbi Yoshua will tell you, look, that's two different tamchuyim. I'm going to be chayev a karban chatos on my first chalev and my second chalev. But I also would have assumed that if that's true l'chumra, it would also be true l'kula. So that means, let's say I ate a half a kazayis of chalev prepared boiled, and then I ate a half a kazayis of chalev prepared fried. I might have thought that Rav Yoshua would say the same thing. I mean, conceptually say the same thing. Look, those are two different chalifs. They're not going to combine in order to yield a carbon chatas. And what the Mishnah is teaching us over there in Krisus is no, that even according to Rav Yoshua, who generally says that Tamchuyim are going to divide, that's only if it quote unquote hurts you. That's only lechomra, but he won't say lekula to save you. So the good, and that is now the chiddush of the Mishnah over there in Croesus. So far, so good. And now the Gemara makes the following observation: v'ha'acha dechalukin lechatos the kamet starfe. So now the way we set up our Mishnah, it's going to contradict what we said a couple minutes ago. Because here we have a scenario where, according to Rav Yoshua, two different plates are what? Two different chatos. And meanwhile, the Mishnah is also saying that if I eat a half a kazayis boiled chalev and a half a kazayis of fried chalev, they will combine, even according to Rav Yoshua, even though, according to Rav Yoshua, had I eaten a chalev of both of them, that would have been two different karmen chatases. So even though the chatas divide them, nevertheless, they will not be divided to result in an iser of achilas chalev. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Zera, how are you going to handle that? Amalei, Mara Risha, Masnila Vikashalei. So the Gemara's answer is, look, you learn the Mishnah in Croesus well, and you're looking for the chiddush in the Mishnah in Croesus. You looked at the wrong part of the Mishnah. You looked at the ratio of the Mishnah. We here, over here, we also learned the Mishnah. We also derived the Chiddush out of the Mishnah. But we didn't look at the ratio of the Mishnah. We looked at the Sefer of the Mishnah. Where the Mishnah says that if I eat two different Minim, I would be exempt. So the Gemara says, Tzrich Lameimar. Like, in other words, of course. You ate of two different Minim. neither of which you ate a shear of. Of course you're going to be punter. V'am reish lakish mishem bar tutani lo olam imin echad. V'amai karelesh neiminim shachlo b'shei tam choyen. The second part of the Mishnah is talking about where I ate. Half a kezayis of chelav boiled, and half a kezayis of chelav fried. And who is the Mishnah following? Rav Yoshua. Rav Yoshua, damar tam chuyim achalkin. V'akamashman, damar Rav Yoshua, ben l'kula, ben l'chomra. And the point now the Mishnah is making is that Rav Yoshua is saying it as a fundamental rule. Fried chelav and boiled chelav are two different meaning. And that would both hurt you and it will help you. Well, how is it going to hurt you? If I ate a chelav of both, I'll be chayv two karmen chatzis. If I ate a half a kezayis of both, I'm not going to be chayv a karmen chatzis because they're two separate meaning. And now that we learned Rav Yoshua, not in the first part of the Mishnah Krisos, but in the second part of the Mishnah Krisos, we're good. Because now we've essentially deduced that if they're divided for a chatzis, they're also going to be divided for misurim as well. Wonderful. So min the seifa min echad v'shnei tamchuyin mechlal dereisha min echad v'tamchuy echad. So the Gemara says, okay, that's good, but now it comes out that the second half of the Mishnah is min echad on two plates. In other words, cooked in two different ways. Mechlal dereisha. Now in the reisha where it talks about being chayav, it's min echad v'tamchuy echad. It's one dish of chelav eaten on one plate. So watch carefully what the first part of the Mishnah is now coming to teach us. I eat a kezayis of chelav from one plate, or from one dish, I'll be chayav a karmen chatzis. In other words, again, the Mishnah is there to teach us something new. So, So, where's the chiddush there? So the Gemara says, no, you can actually achieve a tremendous chiddush in even the first part of the Mishnah. Because let's imagine that I ate a full kezayis of chelav, but halfway through, someone taps me on the shoulder and says, wait, stop. That's chelav you're eating. Okay, fine. I nod my head and I acknowledge, you're right. I'm going to stop because I'm eating chelav. And then what does he do? He lapses into forgetfulness again. I told you, the human mind is fragile. So he lapsed into forgetfulness again. So he had a yedia between half a kezayis and half a kezayis. Now, as I discussed already yesterday, yedias basically serve as two functions. Number one, a yedia, being informed that you just violate an isser, is not going to obligate you to bring a karban. Also, a yedia is mechalik. A yedia breaks it up. Breaks up eating number one and eating number two. So then I'd have to bring a karban for eating number one and eating number two. Here, however, it's a tricky one, because he was served a yediyah in between, but a yediyah between a half a kezayis and a half a kezayis. Well, if I were to break it up right now, there wouldn't be a karban chatas. So in other words, is there a yediyah for a half a shear?
Is it mechalik?
Is the yediyah for a half a shear going to be mechalik? Answer? It's a machlokas. But at least now what we could see that in the first half of the Mishnah, we can arrive at a tremendous chiddush. And the chiddush is going to be that even though I ate a full kezayis, and even though I was informed halfway through, hey, you're eating chelev, oh good, I'm so happy you told me, I'm going to stop right now. And then goes right back into a shogig, into the state of shogig.
Isn't this analogous to like a warning, meaning that somebody's in the middle of doing that?
No, because it's warning is for intentional violation of sin.
So
he's eating a b'shogeg. He forgot.
But not the second time.
Yes, he did. Even the second time he forgot. In other words, the case is, I know it's strange, but the case is that after being told, he forgets again. Okay. I know he shouldn't. Which is why the Torah requires him to bring a karban chatas. But he forgets again. V'Raman Gamliel Damei Yediyah L'Chatzis Shear. Raman Gamliel is of the opinion that there's no yediyah for Chatzis Shear. So now good. So it comes out now that you see that you can even arrive at a chiddush in the first half of the Mishnah as well. Okay, we're going to go on, but that was just a tremendous amount of information. And I know I went through it rather quickly, but essentially let's just quickly review. The first topic of discussion that we had today is the topic of Greira. In other words, if I'm bringing Karban Chatas for one Isser, can I drag other Isserim in as well? And the answer is yes, it can. The only machlokes in Abaye and Rava is to how far, what the limit is of Greira. The second issue that we covered is Shigas Malachas and Shigas Shabbos. Are those basically two of the same Isser in the Torah, or are they categorically two different Isser in the Torah? And to Rava and Abaye, it's basically the same. Same. And Rabbi Zera says, no, they're not the same. In fact, Rabbi Zera will tell you that if I did a half a malacha under the Shigagas Malachas, and I did the same act again, second half of the Malachah and Shigagas Shabbos, Rabbi Zera says they're not going to combine because they're two different Isserim in the Torah. And then we went into the Mishnah and Krisus, and we try to understand, is this Mishnah and Krisus going to support Rabbi Zera or not support Rabbi Zera? And we were able to learn up the Mishnah and Krisus and it not be an attack on the position of Rabbi Zera. Let's continue the Gemara. Itmar achol shnei zeisei chalav elam echad. V'nodo lo l'rishon v'chazo v'nodo lo l'sheni. Now we are going to, again, to cover more on the topic of eating isurim and bringing a carbon chatas. A person eats two zeisim of chalav in one state of unawareness. Good. And then he's tapped on the shoulder and says, here's what you did, yay two. However, if that were to happen, so that's a no-brainer. One carbon chatas for both eatings because it was all done by halam echad. Nothing divided, achila number one and achila number two. That's easy. That's clear. But what if the following were to happen? He was tapped on the shoulder, v'nodol arishon v'chazav v'nodol alasheni. First he was informed about the first achila, and then he was informed about the second achila. So he was informed separately about one and two. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayv shtayim, Rabbi Reish Lakish amar einu chayv alachas. So Rabbi Yochanan says, because he was informed separately, so therefore he's going to be chav on each achila. And Reish Lakish says, okay, I'm happy he was informed separately, but how did he eat it? He ate it behalam echad. So therefore he's only going to be chayv one carbon on the two achilas. Now the Gemara goes through each position and tries to understand each position a little bit better. Rav Yochanan amar chayv al chatas ovehevi, because Rav Yochanan says, look, al chatas ovehevi. The Torah says that you're going to be liable for every chait. Since he was informed about the two achilas in two separate times, so therefore he's going to have to bring a carbon on both of them. Reish Lakish amar potter, me chatas o vinislach lo. Reish Lakish says, look, I'm right there in the same parsha you are, Rav Yochanan, and I'm going to point to the following. The pasuk says, Mei chataso, from his chait, v'nislach lo, and it'll be a kapara, and it'll be a slicha. Meaning that even though he was informed of them separately, and even though he's bringing now a karban for being informed about achila number one, but since achila number two was eaten together with achila number one, it's Mei chataso, and it'll be forgiven. Nislach lo. So, and now Reish Lakish will tell you, what about the pasuk of Achatas Ovehevi? It's very simple. I'll tell you, says Reish Lakish, what I'll do with that pasuk. That pasuk will generate the following halacha. I ate two kizesim of chalev. I was then informed about my first eating. Behalam Echad. I was then informed about my first eating. And then after being informed about my first eating, what do? I bring a carbon chatas like I'm supposed to do. And then after bringing my carbon chatas, now what? Now someone comes along and tells me, oh yeah, you know, you also ate chalev a second time as well. Reish Lakish says, that's when I'm going to employ the pasuk of achataso. Because I already received a kapar for my first one, so now I'm going to have to bring one for the second one as well. And what about Rav Yochanan, where he has to acknowledge that the pasuk says mechataso? So Rav Yochanan will say, yeah, I agree, mechataso. Under the following circumstance, he ate a kezias and a half. He was then informed, hey, you know you ate a kezias. Okay, good. I'm on it. Right? I ate a kezias of chalef. I'm on that one. And he brings a carbon for the kezias. That carbon will cover both the kezias that he ate and the chatzi zayis as well. And even if later on he then eats another chatzi kezias. And what you could have done is you could have rung up that second chatzi kezias with the first chatzi kezias. Rav Yochanan says, here, I'll turn to the pasuk of Mechataso. v'neslach lo, where that first carbon that he brought will cover kezias number one and the first half of kezias number two. Kamash malan. Now, okay, we're going to have to pause over here. So we are in the middle of a machlokas of basically, we now know that the ideal will be machalik. Basically, the debate of this gemara over here is, what about a post-yidia? Meaning, he ate the two behalam echad, but then he was informed about the two afterwards separately. Is that going to be machalik? Rav Yochanan says yes, and Reish Lakish says no. And obviously, we'll continue, the gemara will continue with this discussion tomorrow. Tomorrow being Friday's daf. Shabbos. Shabbos finally, Ayin Gimel. Shabbos, we go through all 39 of the malachas. Refuah Shleima for Binyamin Zeva Kohen, Ben Shana Rivka. Rechanan Ben Akash Amar Asakash Baruch Hu Zakhus Soficha Chir Ben Tzor Mitzvah Shenema Anach Hafitzim Antikoh Yagdut Rav Yadir.